There's a couple important things going on. Well, there's always a couple important things going on in the gospel and everything. But one of the things in the first reading that I think is important to point out on two points is the building of the bronze serpent that essentially saved the people. There's two things that are there that are important for us as Catholics just to know. Sometimes we talk about, yesterday I read that tiny little excerpt from Trent Horn, who's a Catholic apologist. And so an apologist is somebody who is a defender of a position. He's a Catholic apologist because he defends the Catholic position, essentially. But there can be apologists for other things as well. And so one of the things that often, sometimes we get accused of is idol worship, things like that, Mary, Joseph, statues and stuff like that. But of course, we don't worship the saints. We venerate the saints. And, we ask them for our prayers. But also, you see here when God uses what we would call a sacramental for the purpose of saving or the purpose of giving something that is invisible to the people. So the definition we use for a sacrament is an invisible sign or a visible sign of an invisible reality. So like when we talk about baptism, we have the baptismal font and water, physical signs that we could, see and touch. And then something invisible, his grace infused into somebody's life. And so with this bronze serpent, the bronze serpent has no power on its own, but given to God, blessed by God with his blessing, he can give his saving power through something. He uses it as an instrument. So that's what we have our sacramentals for in the church. It's a very sacrament-based and sacramental church. And it's important because it's based in Scripture and based on what God founded, his own design. It's not our design as human people. It's a model that he gave to us. And then when we go on into the gospel, the important thing, and you'll notice in the Magnificat and even in the text here, you'll notice that those times that he identifies himself as I am, it is capitalized as I am, because what he's trying to impress upon the religious leaders of the day is that he was the one who appeared to Moses in the burning bush. I am. He said, when Moses says, "Sir, who are you? What is your name?" He said, "I am who am," which is the idea of to be. So he's saying, "I am being itself." And so he's identifying with them. He's like, "I am that God. I am the one God. I am. I simply am existence itself." And of course, they think he's being a blasphemer and everything like that. But it's laid out very clearly here. Basically, he tells them in this particular instance, he tells them exactly what they're doing and why they would not go to heaven, essentially why they would not go above. So this is a great lesson to all of us here. He basically says to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. This is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." That's pretty much like a giant summary of just what we believe in Christianity. That's just like, if you don't believe in me as God, and you attach your life to this world, and you think that that's all that exists, you're done for. That's it. there's no options for you. It's like you've essentially opted out of salvation by choosing this world over choosing heaven. It's a personal choice of the individual. And he makes it so clear. It's not one of those things where he's like, "Let me tell you a parable." He was just like, "If you belong to this world, not going to happen. I don't belong to this world. I belong to the world above." So it's a very, very clear gospel that tells us what world we want to belong to. We want to belong to the God, the one God I am, the one that's existence itself. And so, again, during this last bit of Lent, we seek to remove obstacles out of our way, things that would get in between us and God, so that we can be united truly with him and then be with him in heaven. God bless you all today.